Welcome to Unlock Your Soul with yours truly, Anthony, your soul. I am at the lovely Nairobi Street Kitchen. This is the platform where we get to scratch beneath the surface and find out what really makes us human. And today, I'm with one of Kenya's foremost pioneer and a really amazing person through and through, to be honest. In and out, is an amazing person, but also one of Kenya's most amazing and most celebrated DJs, DJ Enraf.
What it do?
Is that how you talk, Enraf, like normally?
Yeah, just.
Oh yeah, that's the one I know.
Na flipping the audience, na tegemea na.
So audience yangu na sema audience yangu ni bougie. That's also not a bad thing.
Where we are? It's a location, location.
Anyway, Enraf, before we go any further,
first
your shoe game. Hey, well, let's go to that shoe game. And Raf's shoe game is on point. Wee!
Matches my cup.
What do you call those shoes?
It's just Nikes.
Nikes. Do you can't bend though. You don't bend when you nini. There's always, I've seen that meme of bend.
It's
you shouldn't
crazy.
Do that.
It's crazy.
How many pairs of shoes do you have?
Maybe 10.
10 pairs of shoes?
Yeah.
Are you saying this for the...
No, for real. Nike, Converse, and then I'll have the casual shoes.
Well, let me just... I cannot,
you know this Converse store.
I can't say how many pairs of shoes I have.
Are you? You have like 200.
I have like 97.
Do you know?
They're like 97. So how comes you've known me since I was in high school? I've been trying to understand how old are you and Raf?
I'm old enough. No, the problem is I probably started early.
You started DJing early.
I started DJing in high school.
Which high school did you go to?
I went to Prince of Wales.
Is that Nairobi school?
King Charles.
Is that Nairobi school?
Yeah, the Nairobi school.
Oh, you went to Patch?
Yeah.
But you didn't play like rugby and that stuff.
Oh no, I played inter-class and inter-house, but not in the school team.
In the school. So interesting enough, I think you've told me this before, but today I remember that you actually have a twin.
Oh yeah, I have a twin.
But I've never seen you with your twin, ever.
And he's an amazing DJ, and now he's in corporate. Semi-corporate.
Yeah, but how comes I've never seen you with him? You guys are not out here. In fact, your twin spends more time with your elder brother than you. How comes?
It's because, one, they work together. Mm. They run a company together, Black Rhino, which is a virtual reality and augmented reality company.
Yeah.
But now the problem is why we are not most of the time together is because of our schedules. You know, I love Miniko 100% into DJing and show business, and him, he cuts across. Sengine alikuwa corporate, he was a banker, sasa akaingia sasa creative.
Sasa because of that, and when you look at your family thinks of you, are you like the black sheep in the family?
No, weird enough. We started playing, we got into music when we were kids.
Yeah.
Because our mom was a music teacher. So music was just in there.
First,
house.
A big shout out to your mom because it was just World Teachers Day a few days ago.
Exactly. What's up, mom?
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, we got into music from that. And I'm not the only DJ or the only producer in our family.
Mm-hmm.
Our family, like if we go in our nuclear family, we are three DJs because my big bro is the one who taught us, Mr. French. So he was in Code Red. So he's the one who taught us how to DJ. And then my twin bro. And then my other brother is a music producer.
Is Mr. French Brian?
Yes.
Brian Afande.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And you also come from a sort of a diplomatic family of sorts, if I may call it.
Yeah.
Is that why you've sort of grown up? No, is that why you're always in the States? Look at me, I'm not...
No, that's not the reason. No, the reason is because I have family pretty much...
everywhere. I mean, you're Lunje.
Yes.
Yeah, you guys took seriously, feel the earth.
my
and fill up Kawangware.
Listen to this story. My granddad had 12 wives.
Eh?
So you can imagine how big our famo is.
Is this where the time that I've known you with like 19 girlfriends?
No, I only have one girlfriend at a time.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I've known you for so many years. You've had so many girlfriends.
No. What? I've just had like five.
That's a lie. I don't believe you. Before we get into your preference with BBWs, because you're like the poster child for love your PPWs.
That's what people say.
No, that's what everybody knows. It's the truth. The whole world knows it. It is what it is.
Okay.
Yeah, it's okay. So tell us about how you began your journey as a DJ, you know, and how that journey has been for you.
Yeah.
Because you don't look like you age at all. So, every time I look at your Instagram, you're partying somewhere, you're DJing somewhere, you're traveling. How's that journey been for you and how do you remain relevant for so long?
So, the DJing, I explained, we got into music when we were really young.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definite now for you to choose which path you want to be.
Yeah.
And now as a DJ, I started DJing when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons is because my bro used to be in Code Red. Brian was in Code Red.
Yeah.
So he had equipment.
Mm-hmm.
So, and at Patch, we didn't have holiday tuition or do what.
Yeah.
So when you close Shule, you go back home for literally a month.
Wow.
For your holiday. And then you just start training and stuff.
Yeah.
So that was, I don't want to say the year.
Yeah.
Those guys will start doing
even me, I really want to know. The way you're hiding your age.
Yeah. So I got into DJing, and when I cleared high school, my twin bro and I met up another pal of ours who passed away, RIP, Heaven Soldiers. So we started a group called the Knockout Squad, and mm-hmm. we managed to get a gig at Fladdy's.
Mm-hmm.
So Fladdy's was my first official gig.
Wow.
Yeah. So we did that. Then when my boy passed away, I sent a demo to Homeboys,
mm-hmm.
and it was picked up. And a few days later, John Rabah called me. He's like, I didn't actually have a phone.
Yeah.
So I gave my big bro's number.
Number, yeah.
So he came home. He's like, hey, someone is looking for you. So I call his John. And he's like, yo, I listened to your demo and I think there's something there.
Yeah.
You know, and this is when Homeboys and John were doing Coca-Cola posters and mm-hmm. all that stuff. So I'm like, yo, this is a guy I'm seeing on telly, a guy I've followed since I was a kid and everything.
And they're saying, I've
seen something.
Yeah.
There. And that was the only validation I needed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
you know, so mm-hmm. I guess it's like they always say, after that, everything took off. You know, so I joined Homeboys. Then after that, I worked there for 4 years, I think. And in that 4 years, I was doing radio because we were doing KISS at that time. So did KISS. Then when we launched Homeboys Radio, still did Homeboys Radio. Then we were on TV doing H2O on KTN. Then moved to Nation. Yeah. Then after
You've been around the block.
Yeah. Then after that, I flew out.
Does this pay, all this work that you're doing, does it pay off eventually or does it pay off at the moment?
It does, but you like I always say, whenever I used to lecture guys, it depends on just how or what you're trying to get out of what you're getting yourself into.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I know there are guys who came into entertainment to get fame. There are guys who came in to get chicks. There are guys who came in to get money. And for me, it's just the love of playing music and seeing guys happy and the impact it does.
Wow. So now you're in the States. So you've flown out.
So see tour.
Yeah. That's where you find that's your home ground now. Because you're very different and rough when you're in the States when you travel.
No, it's
the bougie sides of you comes out.
No, it's different. It's different places. It's different environments, and you have to fit in.
Do you? There's always this thing of people feeling like for you to make it, you need to leave and go to the States. But it's also a facade of sorts. Like people think it's not easy. You can't go and knock out those guys already doing their thing there.
Yes. Luckily, is the thing is, Anto, if you're a good person and you're coming from a good place, people will embrace you.
Yeah.
You know, because this industry, because I've been in it for so long, I know there are guys who will put a facade. There are guys who will, when you talk, they'll be like, oh, Anto is a really fresh guy. But behind the scenes, this guy is not a fresh guy. Yo, that stuff really shows.
Yeah.
It comes out.
Yeah.
So you'll notice there's a couple of guys who've been able to do this thing for so long.
Yeah.
They might not be having the biggest gigs. They might not be all over billboards.
Yeah.
But they're still there.
Yeah.
It's because...
Actually, that's the best way to do things.
It's because most of these guys are really cool guys.
Yeah. But also, this also now brings me back to Nairobi, to Kenya, and your sort of the DJ fraternity in Kenya.
Yeah.
There's what seems to be a lot of, you know,
rivalry?
Not really, but there's a nice painted picture. The building is very well painted, yeah, but the inside... there's a lot of issues, and the rivalry is not for this crew versus this crew. It's not Gaza versus Gully Creepers. Yeah. No, it's just people will knock you out when it comes to like opportunities. People will sell themselves short so they can just get you out. Yeah, they can get the job. This happens a lot. What is the problem? Is it the newer kids or is it just people with bad manners? It doesn't matter who it is.
I think because when I came up, We came up in the age of DJ crews.
Yeah.
You know, so we had the Homeboys, you had Code Red, you had MOB, you had all these other Park Sound, you had SWAT. Mm-hmm. So the rivalry was there, but to an extent it was very healthy.
Mm.
You know, because I could get music from my brother. I could get music from any other side.
Yeah.
So as much as the rivalry was on paper, like you wouldn't see us in public.
It was more skill and technique and musical.
Yes, and now getting your own crowd.
Yeah.
But in this day and age now, everybody is like a brand. And you know the competition with the brands is very cutthroat.
Yeah.
So I don't wanna say it's the new age and the old age, but all I know is that they are gatekeepers as well.
Yeah.
They are gatekeepers.
Yeah, let's break it down. When someone says gatekeepers, and for someone like you who's been in the industry for a while, someone would want to understand, what do we mean by gatekeepers? Because these kids who are coming up, hey, they have it really rough. Because, you know, they're out here probably trending on TikTok or whatever, you know, assuming the gigs will come, and then maybe a few gigs will come, and then everything just gets shut down. And they wonder, why is the people who are supposed to be supporting me are the ones who are stopping me?
Yeah.
So what do we mean by gatekeeping? What happens?
One thing is, like, again, we came into the game when we didn't have fast social media.
Mm-hmm.
We had to actually grind. Me, I had to make mix CDs, label them, walk in Tao, give them out, Matriza Westi, Matriza Buru, Matriza whatever. I had to, like, put a poster up, you know. So if you look at the age where we got into and the age now, for me, it's like a balance.
Yeah.
Because you have pros and cons.
Yeah.
So it's up to you to choose what's gonna work to your advantage.
Yeah.
Now, in terms of gatekeeping, you'll have the guys who've had relationships with brand managers.
Mm-hmm.
So like my age mates are probably some of the guys who are running different accounts right
Yes.
now. You know, so in terms of gatekeeping, if I was those guys, I'd call Anto and say, Anto, if you're managing this brand, you're obliged to give me gigs. Don't give these young guys.
Yeah.
So that's gatekeeping. I'm trying to suppress this other guy so that I can...
And a lot of commissions, things that we say are not allowed, only on, like you say, only on paper.
On paper.
But uku chini ya maji.
But it's what's happening. And for me, we are the guys who actually broke first the cycle of DJ units because at one point the you know how they say you can't be bigger than your brand.
Yeah.
So if you're under any outfit, you as an individual, you can't be bigger than the brand.
Yeah.
But we are the guys who broke that cassette.
That mold.
And that's why you have like you'll have Enraf now, you'll have Wesley, you'll have the Hypnotics, you'll have the Crims.
Yeah.
All of us were in stables, like DJ groups.
Yeah.
But we broke up and we became really huge brands in terms of whatever. But gatekeeping is there.
It's there. It's sad that it exists in a world where it...
it shouldn't.
It shouldn't.
Yeah.
Because this should be a world, like we said, it's about skill, technique, your knowledge, your music knowledge.
Yeah.
I mean, no offense, I've seen DJs going on stage and I'm like, say amepang your set list.
Yeah.
Huyu akuna venye is set list. Na alafu set list achiza kwa radio juzi.
Yeah.
So juu lembo ni noma, anaruye the same then, set list in a gig, in a club.
The other issue is, like, you have technology that's come.
Yeah.
Kitambo, we had to have records.
Yeah.
You had to buy records. You had to listen to a record.
Yeah.
You had to buy CDs.
Yeah.
But now you have the Serato. You have the technology.
Yeah.
So until you really don't need much jobo to do so much research. Sai, I'll just go and see and look for Spotify top 10 or Apple Music top 10.
Yeah.
And I have the songs that are trending or the songs that guys really want to listen to.
Yeah.
So there's not so much work that you need to. But at the end of the day, us as DJs who grinded, I can tell there's some research this guy did.
Yeah.
There's a song this guy would play.
Yeah.
Akiingiza ingoma hapa, I'll know this guy.
Even breaking music. Exactly. I mean, if you play a song and I hear a song for the first time and I Shazam it, and I'm like, I've never heard that song. But yeah, this song is fire.
There's that comfort where it comes with the issue of trending.
Mm. Do you think AI will probably either teach people a lesson in terms of like...
of the authenticity.
Yeah, it will just come through and everybody will be like, now, since you've been doing it anyway, you've been lying to us, AI will just help people to fix this problem.
I think man created AI.
Yeah.
So man, at the end of the day, will still be relevant. In as much as it might do a lot of changes, but man will still be relevant.
Yeah.
I mean, you saw what happened when Drake AI song came out.
Exactly.
You know, and you're going to be like, okay, if AI can just give me a Drake verse, Drake voice,
exactly,
just charge it as AI, not Drake. There's that issue.
Yeah.
You know, but the authenticity of the human being is always...
Yeah, I mean, I'm more concerned about someone calling your kid or your brother and telling them in your sound, in your voice, and telling them that, you know, and Rafi's at NSK and you guys need to run here, and then they actually end up kidnapping your bro whilst lying that it's you. That's what concerns me more.
It's crazy. So I think there should be some sort of regulation in terms of just how far this tech can go.
Yeah, it can go.
You know, and we are really not ready for what...
But not in Kenya. In Kenya, until people sell their irises and their pupils...
I know, you saw that.
So world coin.
I mean, it's, you just have to choose your... and educate yourself.
Yeah, and then maybe... And we even have people here who love world coin here.
Oh, guys who got chums.
Yeah, they didn't get a shilling. They didn't get a shilling. And as you world coin there, I hope you've shot a reel. Yeah, as you world coin here. Yeah, thank you very much. So, let's get into who are some of the DJs who you really look up to in Kenya specifically. I mean, when you remember what they do, when you think about them, you're like, this guy, let's give them their flowers.
Hey, me, I'm a fan of amazing DJs. Like, I'll tell you, John Rabah is one of my favorite DJs.
Yeah.
DJ Edu is one of my favorite DJs. Mm-hmm. Styles is one of my favorite DJs.
Mm-hmm.
Nijo, Pinye. And I'm not just saying this because at their, I found them in
the
It's because they're really dope.
They're
DJs.
Dope, yeah. You know, because anybody who mixes the records, wow.
Mr. Prime is
Adrian, that stuff.
Final Cut,
who
was my colleague, is an amazing DJ. Mad Tracks,
And
these are proper DJs.
Yeah.
Creme, Hypnotic. Yeah. Not just
it's not about the hype, ideas, it's just amazing.
These are really dope.
So they are your peers. Now, you know, I'm getting closer to knowing your age. So how old are you really, and Raph?
I am old enough.
So, okay, I can guess your age based off of your ID. What, your ID starts with number 2?
2.
2 what? 2, 5, 2, 4, 2, 3?
2.
2, 3,
no,
2,
like,
4.
Like, I got my ID really late.
Oh, please.
Because we weren't released in school.
Oh, please.
For real.
You are just... It doesn't matter. The number will still come on. So let's speak it up about, you know, being really late. You're very early when it comes to BBWs. I don't know, are we allowed to say that on... Are we allowed to say it? Yeah. What does it mean?
Oh, big, beautiful women.
Yeah. So, my whole life I've known you. You have a type. You have a preference. Your women have to be, like, voluptuous.
Yeah.
So what is it about voluptuous women that just makes you... make you go crazy?
I mean, like, one, it's a preference.
Yeah.
You know, there are guys who will be like, hey, that's my type. That's
yeah.
My type. I don't want to call it type because now that's like objectifying.
Yeah.
But it's a preference of just what I love. And then I'm not that big, so I have to balance that.
Yeah.
Like a scale.
Yeah.
So you know what they say, you are attracted, opposites attract.
Yeah.
So for me, it's like literally
opposite.
Yeah.
Now the thing is, the reason I had to bring this up is because the times that I've met you, first you invited me to this gig where I was just flabbergasted.
You were overwhelmed.
I was overwhelmed by the sheer amount of
body.
So this is the thing, and Raph loves voluptuous women.
Yeah.
And then what he also does as he does that, he goes and brings all of them in a room together and decides to do a campaign with them.
I mean,
and I'm just there like, and Raph, you're a rough rider.
No. It's I mean, there's nothing as good as seeing people happy. you know.
Yeah.
And also being happy while you're making other people happy.
Yeah.
You know, for me, that's like, that's life for me.
Yeah.
You know, even when I play music, it makes me happy. Mm. So, and it makes somebody else happy. So why is it crazy when you try and share a smile or someone sharing a smile?
Yeah.
It's just basically that.
Yeah.
So me, I love that.
So now you understand why he's the poster child of plus size women. But also the initiative that you had that we were talking about, which was about really people really being confident and
yes.
and appreciating who they are as a people.
Yeah.
Why do you think it's important for anybody, for any young girl who's yeah. watching, any young man who's watching, who feels like they're plus size, who feels like they're bigger yeah. than what is stereotypically, yeah. you know, this is how it's supposed to look like. Why is it important for them to be confident in their own skin?
I mean, the world is tough enough.
Yeah.
Anto.
Yeah.
The world is tough enough.
Yeah.
So you have so many things that are like against you.
Yeah.
Your body size or type shouldn't be.
Mm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it starts from home.
Yeah.
And I accept myself for who I am.
Yeah.
So it's easy for you to accept others immediately after you've accepted yourself.
Yeah.
You know, and like I said, the world is going through so much. There's so many wars.
Yeah.
There's climate change. There's so much. So the least someone should be worried about
yeah.
is how you feel about how I look.
Which reminds me about the conversation we were having earlier on about how you could be in a relationship with somebody and you're sick and tired of them. There was that trend that was going on TikTok.
Yeah.
On Twitter, on X.
Yeah.
And guys were talking about how they're in a relationship, but when they get a call from their boyfriend or their girlfriend, they're like, oh my God, I hope it's bad news that I don't see them for like a week.
Wow.
Or like somebody, why are you not drinking your tea by the way? You're the most loyal person.
Apparently, the sip
it's okay.
Can, the sip can be hard.
We want to hear it. So now you see when you drink that tea, when you swallow,
mm-hmm.
the person hears like you're doing.
You're irritated.
Yeah, even this is a point where they're like, why are you even breathing? Why are you even breathing? So, but you are very clear that if you feel like that about your friend
yes.
or about someone you're in a relationship with, you are not yes. in a relationship.
Yes.
You don't have a friend.
I mean, relationships are give and take.
Yeah.
You know, so before I get into a relationship with somebody, I think I've already frisked you on things that might irritate me.
Yeah.
Like how you chew, like how you pronounce some words.
Yeah.
You know, there are things, and once I've moved beyond that,
yeah.
It's never going to come back
yeah.
5 years, 10 years, mm-hmm. and like, that's, you know, to me it's superficial.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and then this is not, you know, we're talking about the friendship and now the relationship.
Yeah.
You know, I'm friends with so many people, but I'm not in relationship with many people. So by the time I take the friendship into a relationship, I've already seen the good side and the bad side, you know. So I'm not doing justice to that person starting to feel irritated. This guy has been breathing ever since you.
Why is it bothering me now?
He hasn't started changing breathing.
Yeah.
You know, he hasn't started changing.
Is it a toxic thing that we have that we're just toxic people and we sort of revel in it, but we look for other reasons but ourselves to blame for our toxicity?
Yeah. I think we deflect a lot and we don't look at ourselves in the mirror first.
Yeah.
You know, because I mean, a relationship is a back and forth. It's a give and take.
Yeah.
So by the time mi nakaa nasema umse anani irritate vile
anapumua tu, anafunga nywele vile tu anatembea.
But umse amekuwa kidu hivyo na ulikuwa unamkatia
wewe. Yeah.
People are not really getting into relationships for the right reasons.
Mm.
You know. So if I'm in a relationship because this guy has money, obviously, when he stops having money, he'll start irritating you.
Yeah.
You know, so those are those underlying things that people really need to have a conversation about.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you in a relationship with this
person? Yeah,
yeah. You know, because let me tell you, if you're in a relationship with someone for the wrong reason, and that thing that brought you together misses, other things will start coming.
Especially people who are in a relationship because they've had sex. Or the relationship because they are intimate. So naturally, it for them, they think the natural progression of their intimacy should now should be a now relationship. Be,
yeah.
Well, maybe you're just friends with benefits or exactly. you just had a one-night stand and you should end there. So, and you know, I was reading something where someone was saying that women are the gatekeepers of sex and sort of love, you know? And so the idea that just because you've been able to, you think you have sex with somebody, that now you automatically think that you have control over who they are.
No.
It's really sad. It's,
yeah.
Do you have a family of your own or are you planning to have a family?
If God blesses me, yes.
What do you feel like you look for in somebody who you feel like you're gonna end up
For me,
with them for life?
Patience.
Yeah.
You know, patience. For me, patience is a big thing.
Yeah.
Okay, yes. Then you add religion. Then you add like this someone.
Are you a religious person? Are you a spiritual person?
Yes, yes, yes.
You're Catholic, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, I've actually, you know, you see, I know so much about you. I'm a bit scared. Yeah, you are Catholic.
It's because I put my life out there.
Yeah.
How, whether it's strange to some people, whether it's good, whether people find it awkward.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just how we were raised.
So paint a picture of this lady and how she looks like. Like I want you to just imagine we're closing our eyes and we're just like, she's 5'4", she's fair, she's plus size, she works, she drives. I mean, explain to us how this lady looks like.
You know, unasikianga ile theory wa so sema, mtu anaoa, mtu anakaa kama mama yake, ama mtu anaoa kama baba yake. You know, so there's that thing.
Yeah.
So my mom never wore a lot of makeup. Probably just a lipstick once. And she was a teacher. So which teachers going with makeup?
Exactly,
you
know?
So she was very natural.
Yeah.
You know, she was... So for me, I'm just like... A natural lady is good for me. An authentic lady is good for me.
Yeah.
Who doesn't have a lot of superficial stuff.
Yeah.
And I get, sometimes it makes the other person's confidence grow.
Mm.
But for me, I'm just like, someone mwenye amejitambua and she's accepted themselves for who they are.
Yeah.
First of all, it's just being natural.
Yeah.
No mambo mingi. Like me, I don't even have mambo mingi. Maybe tattoos.
Yeah.
But just natural. Yeah. You know, someone who's patient. Someone who's religious.
Are you saying someone who's patient because you're difficult to deal with?
No.
Someone might say, "Oh, you need to be patient," but then wewe ni msumbufu sana wewe.
No. Relationships are wild.
Yeah. So you're talking in general,
With life, they have to be very patient, and also they have to have that idea of saying, okay, would you want to have kids? You don't want to force someone to have do something that they really don't want to.
Yeah.
You know, so you have to have someone with also an open mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then curvy.
Yeah.
You know, that
should have been at the top of your list.
Nah.
How many kids would you?
Those ones she can be, you know.
Please a lie. There's no way your wife, I will not, if I come to your wedding, and I find that your wife is not curvy. Oh, bro, that's your twin. But like, this is a clone. Mumemuiba ni wongo. This is not the girl, the wife.
We'll see.
How many kids would you like to have?
As many as I can provide for.
You're Luya, so that's like...
I mean...
That's the perfect answer for a Luya person.
Yeah.
It's as many...
As a parent, you should be able to provide.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if God grants me billions and I can... you procreate.
I was trying to hook you up with Pendo. But then Pendo was like... Two lawyers, we cannot be.
Yeah, that would be.
Why? Exactly. Do you feel like the budget for? I'm gonna be a bit stereotypical here. The budget for food, like all those things, they just go up.
One of the things I'm scared is because you might do your history and research, you find she's your relap because of.
Oh.
I'm really scared of
same tribe. So let's now go back into the industry, and tell me. Somebody who's played music, who's made artists, so to say, for someone who's in an industry that is literally built on an ecosystem between musicians and producers and DJs.
Yeah.
What makes a great artist? In this day and age of all these social media, of TikTok, of Discord, of Twitch, all those things, what makes a great DJ, a great artist? I beg your pardon.
I think for me, one, you just have to be authentic.
Mm.
And you have to be true to yourself. Again, remember I said what put you or what brought you to the industry. There are guys who came in for fame. And they'll be like checking what's trending.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm a piano is trending, they'll go and do an I'm a piano jam.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and they'll trend and they'll make it and they'll be famous and
yeah.
be all that.
Yeah.
You know, there are guys who came in it for the money who will be like behind the scenes, who'll be like now controlling what's happening, whether I'm a producer, whether I open a record label, distribution. Yeah.
So it depends on whether the genre of music.
Yeah. So, I mean, one, you have to be authentic. I make music, you know. I record music.
Yeah.
I have albums out there.
Yeah.
And I actually don't make them because I'm targeting a certain audience.
Yeah.
I make it because I actually love how this sounds.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
And you'll get the audience.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I'm usually surprised when I go to check my Spotify artists or Apple Music and find guys in Mexico, Colombia.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm here, you know, so many Kenyans
yeah.
in Colombia.
Yeah, I know
but
none.
You find guys listening to your music.
Yeah.
So I think for me, that's how you become, or that's how you end up having longevity.
Mm.
Right now, again, the issue is what's trending.
Yeah.
You know, so you end up really chasing. That's why you find so many artists having singles and not albums.
Yep.
Because
but they burn out so quickly because of chasing this. This is the new trend.
Yeah.
So I need to get that sound.
Yeah. So if you record an album, and it sounds like genge, and you really love how it sounds.
Yeah.
But then, I'm a piano is trending.
Yeah.
So what do you do with that album?
Yeah, you're supposed to shelve it, then you now go
then
to...
Then you come back and it's trending.
Yeah.
So that's the danger. For me, I'm like, one, if it's authentic to you, people will love it.
Yeah.
You know, because people actually buy into your authenticity. People really buy into your story.
Yeah.
People can tell.
Yeah.
You know, it's like me singing about being in a kibanda or rapping in a kibanda. I go there.
Yeah.
So it's not at your facade I'm putting out there.
Yeah.
But then again, there's more into the music business than just going into the studio and recording.
Yeah.
You have now to figure out your marketing. You have to figure out which platforms you're putting your content on.
Yeah.
Right now, I feel artists are very lucky because they have so many outlets to put their music at. You have the Apple, Spotify, Pandora's, Deezer, Tidal. You have all those.
Yep.
So it's just a matter of you making good content and marketing. Now, marketing, you have social media.
Mm-hmm.
You have ads.
Yeah.
You know, you have your Google ads.
You have influencers.
Then you have influencers.
Content.
You can tell Anto post my...
Yeah, I'm expensive. You cannot afford me. Don't tell me.
Let me tell you guys the story. Let me tell
you guys
the story.
What story?
Let me... What Anto? So, I was recording my second album and I sent Anto a track.
Oh, God. Did I forget? Did I not
record? Anto never got back to me. Till today. He's my friend, yes. But
guy, but let me tell you the truth. I think the thing about you are brought up in a very good family where you're just all lovey-dovey. And I feel like when someone doesn't reply to you, you sort of like give up on them. You're like, oh, it's okay. If you are me, I would have called you and told you, excuse me, there's an audio you're supposed to record.
I mean,
but also, I remember it was the time when I was traveling to SA
a
lot.
Yeah.
But all you had to do was just remind me.
Anyway, the track is still there.
Guy,
I'm recording the third album. Anyway.
This is the shadiest someone has been on this
it's true,
platform.
It's true.
Okay, I'm gonna record the song.
Yes, and he has to record it.
I have to record now that we've said it. Hey, you've made people now. People think the guy, we are not finding my best. You see, it happens,
but we are still friends. You look beyond the fact that
stop speaking like that. I did refuse. We don't look beyond anything, there's nothing to look beyond. I just forgot to record. Jesus.
Okay.
As we wind up, there's a lot of you know, obviously say on hip hop turning 50 years old.
Yeah.
Who are your biggest hip hop artists in Kenya? And then we'll go to international. Or let's do Kenya and East Africa and then Africa and then international. Who do you really, really rank as far as hip hop is concerned in East Africa?
Like, I'm a fan of musicians. I'm a fan of artists.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a fan of the Kalamashakas. I'm a fan of Uko Flani Mau Mau, the whole crew, because I've done projects with Akina Wakamba Wili, Labalana.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of genge music. Mm-hmm. I'm a fan of what Nonini Jua Kali brought to the table.
Yeah, like, yeah. The doors they opened.
Not just as a DJ, but an actual fan.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of Calligraph. I'm a fan of Okto.
Yeah.
I used to do shows at...
WAPI.
Yeah. British Council.
Yeah.
You know, these are guys like, yo, let's... do this if you need my help here and there.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a fan of the female MCs, Femi One,
Femi Uno,
Wangeshi, I'm a fan of Fena.
As in,
literally, I love, because there's something that they'll produce or do that will hit me. I'm a fan of King Kaka, as in, from...
Yeah, but also I can tell from your list, the people who have put in the work. It's not just somebody who has like the biggest song now.
Yeah.
It's about somebody who has had the biggest song, can have the biggest song tomorrow, but they've been doing this, they've been consistent.
They have catalogs, You know, I'm a fan of Nyash Kolo, guys we went to Patch with.
Yeah.
Like a family, we are really close.
Yeah, you are a fan of Nyash.
Yeah.
For the Nigerian audience. Because you say you're a fan of Nyash.
Nyashinski.
Yes. What about Africa? Who do you really like? You rank in Africa?
Africa, I had a chance of meeting Proverb in SA, and he's a. We really met, and
he always like during the time of Channel O. Hey, that guy, he blew up.
Channel O. So Pro, I'm a fan of Pro.
Yeah.
AKA, luckily, his manager is my friend. Mm-hmm. We know each other. I was actually with him last week. This week.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. R.I.P. AKA. Yeah. So and then you have the TKZs.
Yeah. Oh
you
yeah.
Have, you know, that's just a
thing. Yeah.
So I grew up with all those with the Channel O when it started. So we got really amazing content from SA. If you go to UG, I'm the old school. I have the Navios.
Yeah.
You know,
Flex D-Paper. Yeah.
So and now if you RIP double HP.
Yeah.
If you do the Simba, what's his name? SA. The big rapper in
Casper.
Casper
Nyovest.
You know, then you when you go to West Africa. We had this guy who did 10 over 10.
Is Nato that Nato C?
Nato C.
MI.
No, yes, MI.
Sarkodie.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm a fan of just. Good
of the
music.
Greats.
I'm a fan of good
there's,
music.
There's clearly a list here. Tell me your top 5 biggest hip hop artists of all time. In no specific order, because I mean, people.
The problem
and I just
want
to say at the beginning, if Tupac is not in your list,
no, the problem
just,
is
you can stop
listen,
now.
Listen, I don't want to rank.
I don't rank, but if it's not in your list, just
No. I'm not gonna say.
You don't want to do the top 5.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do a top 5. I'm not
okay, then just tell us your 10 biggest hip hop artists.
If you say biggest, it's also gonna be right.
Oh God,
tell me my favorite.
My problem with hip hop fans, they like being so politically correct.
Even if you ask me about Benga,
okay.
Don't ask me about the top. Just ask me about my favorite.
Okay, tell me your favorite.
My favorite. Oh,
you coward.
You have Jay-Z, definitely.
Uh-huh.
DMX, because Rough Riders.
Yeah.
I have Biggie.
Uh-huh.
In New York. I have Park. Mm-hmm. I have Dre. I have Ice Cube.
Mm-hmm.
Who else?
Lil Kim.
Oh, yeah. The chicks. I have Lil Kim. Nicki Minaj's album is
Naughty by Nature.
Naughty by Nature, definitely. The old school heads.
Yeah.
You have
LL Cool J.
LL Cool J. You have
J. Cole.
KRS-One. J. Cole, I'm a fan of J. Cole. even with the new cats.
Yeah. Drake, are you a fan of Drake?
Drizzy, yes. His album is dope.
Are you afraid of being called out by Drake? So you're like, I'm his fan. Yeah, I'm his fan.
I mean, it wouldn't change anything about what I do. So,
yeah.
But yeah, I'm a fan of Drake because when he was coming up, we actually played these guys' music from... when they were young money, like with the Nicki Minaj and Lil Wayne putting out them out there. So, and I really read a lot on hip hop and I really watch a lot of shows. Right now, we are lucky that if you get the networks BET and MTV, they have so many shows that give you history about hip hop and everything. Mm. So, I'm a huge.
Even like on Netflix, there's two amazing documentaries on hip-hop and one is also specifically just for women on Queen Latifah, Digga.
I mean, the whole
how they really changed MC Lyte and how they all changed the industry and really the contribution is quite phenomenal.
Yeah.
Finally, like a principal in a Kenyan high school. Last but not least, and to finish off, And in closing, will we ever get a Kenyan sound? What does a Kenya? How does a Kenyan sound look like? How does that?
I think Kenya is too diverse to say we have a sound. Like if you go to the States, there's no American sound. But you have
different genres. There's hip hop, there's jazz, there's
You know, so that's the same thing as Kenya. There's no Kenyan sound. We're too diverse for saying this is a Kenyan sound. We have Ohangla, we have
Benga,
we have R&B,
Mogithi,
we have Mogithi, we have Lunje stuff.
So we have Mbarambamba, I mean.
There's really no...
Guys, if you have an Mbarambamba in your country, by the way, Mbarambamba has a new song. After he was called out, I'm sorry for catching short. His song was Nipe Ama Ni Usinipe. The song called Nipe Ama Usinipe. Was it called that? Nipe or something. Nipe Ama Unipe. But it's actually, it's a gospel song.
Yeah.
The guys went and called him out for it. Now he has a new jam.
To
do you know the new song is called? No. Panua.
God damn. Yeah.
If you're not Kenyan, find a Kenyan friend. They'll explain to you what that means.
So at the end of, I think we are too diverse to have that notion of a Kenyan sound. Because what would a Kenyan sound be? That's why I really love splitting them into genres and like, okay, I'm a hip hop artist.
Yeah.
You know, but hip hop doesn't mean you can't collaborate with jazz because it happens.
Yeah.
You can collaborate with Ohangla.
I mean hip hop is a product of reggae, of dancehall.
It's a product of a lot of
the story that I know is when you think about the chops from reggae. And that's how they got the hip hop sound.
So it's I think we should just stop wasting time trying to figure out again. We're too diverse.
I've said this before on some other podcast called the 30%, is that Kenyan fans love being critics. They all want to be Joe Biden, all of them.
Oh, yeah.
All of them want to be Joe Biden. Oh, you know, this sound needs to look like this.
Usually.
Octopizzo, your last album, now you should change it. Calligraph, now you should do more music with West Africans.
Yeah.
I'm like, you Joe Bidens, you're just a burden to this industry, all of you people. Just enjoy the music and stop with all this I know it all attitude.
But the critics, you know, how I look at critics, I'm like, in as much as we always say, it's my voice, I have a say, but let it be an informed voice.
Yeah, but let it also be constructive.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it rules what is it. DJ and Raf.
What's up?
Thank you for your time.
What do you do?
I'll come to the studio.
Please. No, now listen, Anto.
I will record the song.
Listen. Me, I embrace technology and money. That's why I can manage to produce a track right now.
Yeah.
Email it to the UK.
Yeah.
Recorded, local, sent back.
Yeah.
And we release it next week.
Yeah.
We shouldn't stress ourselves.
So no more excuses. I'm gonna make it happen. Jesus.
7 years.
You don't have to mention
the
time.
You come to my show where I'll grill.
So rude.
And just
you're so rude. You need. And Raf, you can leave now.
Thank you so much for watching my show. My guest was Anto.
It's a rude person. Just go.
Guest.
I said, I'll come to the studio and you're ready.
Anto was my guest today. He promised to come.
Go to hell, man. Thank you, Raf. Thank you for enlightening us with your... you're really an amazing person and a friend. Thank you for coming through. Now you can go.
Go finish my tea.
Go finish your tea. That's DJ Araf. Make sure you go check him out all over social media. And go check out Araf all over social media. Please connect with him. And of course, if you love great music and you love great DJs, he's the guy to get for your show. I am at the beautiful Nairobi Street Kitchen. And today I am at the Fire and Door, right next to the bus, the famous bus. So come check us out whenever you have time. Keep it locked. Thank you for choosing Unlock Your Soul podcast, where it helps you to grow and, of course, unlock your soul. I hope you learned something new, something bright, something great today, and that you can also share this podcast with each and every single person that you know. All you gotta do is review, like, and share this podcast on your favorite social media platform. Also, make sure you check us out on YouTube at Unlock Your Soul Podcast, on Instagram at Unlock Your Soul Pod, and on TikTok at Unlock Your Soul Podcast. It's time.